Blessed are thy eyes that see what you see. For I say to you that many prophets and kings have desired to see what you see, and they have not seen it, and to hear what you hear, and they have not heard it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's readings, we have a profound teaching on the coming of Jesus Christ and the subsequent effects of divine grace. We see a contrast in this with what St. Paul talks about in Moses, who went up to Mount Sinai, and when he came down, his face was shined like the fire, and he had to put a veil over it. Now this, if this happened to Moses, Dom Gadonjay tells us, because he came in contact with the Lord, and he took the tablets of stone written by God in his own hand, then what's going to happen when Jesus Christ comes and he writes on our hearts? And this is the contrast between the two covenants. The Old Testament, which by law gave the Jews what they had to do with the Ten Commandments, it was a law of prescription and mandate that they had to keep the Ten Commandments. How they would do this was another thing. And with the coming of Jesus Christ, we have the glory of divine grace. And this is what happens to all of us who have received baptism and confirmation. We get the grace of God, sanctifying grace. Jesus says, if you love me, you keep my commandments, and my Father will love you, and we will come to you and abide with you. Now Moses had his face veiled, right? And the glory shone through him. But the glory of the soul and sanctifying grace is not visible to us. If we were to see it, some of the saints say, we would bow down and think we were adoring God. In fact, it is God, because that's what sanctifying grace is. Sanctifying grace comes to us through baptism and the sacraments, confirmation, the Holy Eucharist, penance, and so on. And it increases our grace in the soul, increases our ability to withstand sin, and it gives us greater love. Greater love every time we receive more and more grace. In fact, St. Bernard told the monks that if you have less temptations and less sins, it's because of the grace of God. And people who are besieged with all kinds of temptations and so on, and give in to them, they lose this grace and keep on falling and falling and falling on the slippery slope of sin. But those who, with sanctifying grace, go from grace to grace, grow in glory of God. God's glory dwells in them. And like Moses' face, which shined brilliantly, so brilliantly, that he had to put a veil over it, because the Jews were so taken with it. They couldn't stand it. They had to turn away. It was so powerful. So the veil allowed them to look at Moses without being affected by the shining on his face. So the same happens to us, my friends. We are given the grace of God through with sanctifying grace. God dwells in our soul, and he is there. The divine image is there. God is with us. If you love me, you keep my commandments, and my Father will love you, and we will come to you and abide with you. And then we come to today's gospel, beautiful gospel, the wonderful gospel of the Good Samaritan. The Good Samaritan, which is a contrast between the Old and the New Testament in a way, because we see when the man is waylaid by robbers and left half dead, who comes down the pass first but a Jewish priest? And he sees him and goes on his way. No charity. And then a Levite, also a priest, comes by, and he also passes him by. And then the Samaritan, the hated Samaritan. As you know, the Jews hated the Samaritans. They were part of the 10 tribes that left Israel, and now they have lost the faith. And when he sees the man, he takes care of him, binds up his wounds, puts oil and water on them, brings them to the inn, pays the fee of 2 denarii, and said, if it costs more, on my way back, I will take care of it. What a beautiful story, my dear friends, of a good Samaritan. And what it is all about is the difference between the Old and the New Testament. As I said, the Old Testament was a testament of prescription. They were told that thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, and so on. And they were important, of course. We needed the Ten Commandments to understand what God expects of us. But they didn't have the same grace that we have with the New Testament, with Jesus Christ. And that's why the Lord said, blessed are thy eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings have desired to see what you see, and they have not seen it, and to hear what you hear, and they have not heard it. And I say the same thing to you. How many people today do not fully understand? I speak to a lot of people here and there, on the streets and in the shops and all this, and I talk to them about religion, about God. Do you believe in God? Do you believe in heaven and hell? What's going to happen to you after you die? And so on. And it's always the same thing. I don't believe in God. I don't pray. Not all, but some. And one religion is as good as another.